Hare Krishna. So we're very, very ecstatic after a long time to be here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Sri Sinitai Gorsundar, Srila Prabhupada, and be here with all the wonderful devotees of Bhaktivedanta Manor. Due to COVID, we haven't been traveling much, so this is a long time, too long we haven't come here. We're meeting nice old friends and God brothers and like Yadubar and Bishakha Mataji and so many nice devotees and meeting new ones. So it's very, very ecstatic for me to be here with all of you today. So we're getting ready for Radhastami. So we've been studying all about Vidura asking so many questions to Uddhava. And we read all these pastimes, but we can go to Vrindavan and we can see where these pastimes actually happened. How many people have been to Madhavan? Okay, quite a few. So in Madhavan, there's a very wonderful place called Dhruv Tila. This, of course, is where Dhruva Maharaj performed his penance and realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead in 5 months. Just see us, we've been here for 50 years, we don't have any realization. But Dhruva was so determined. So we can see the place. We read about these pastimes, we can see the place. And there's a hill, Tila means hill, so there's a beautiful temple on top of it. It used to be a small temple, but now it's been remodeled and very nicely. And there's 3 altars. And the first altar is, of course, Bhagavan Narayan, then Narad Muni, who was the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj. On the left altar, we have Lakshmi Narayan and Garuda. And on the far right altar, we have Srinathji and Uddhava. So we're reading in this chapter of Bhagavatam that we're in, that Vidura met Uddhava on the bank of the Jamuna. So that time, 5,000 years ago, Jamuna was actually flowing there. Because it's described in the chapter about Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni told him, Tadgachad Badrante, Jamunayas Tatam Suchi, Punyam Marumadam Yatra, Sanidyam Nitida Hare. Go to that very pious forest of Madhuvan. So even this is Satyug. So this Madhuvan is famous even in Satyug. And he says, Jamunayas Tatam Suchi, on the bank of that Jamuna. That's very, very clean. Unfortunately, it's not very clean anymore. We're pushing and pushing, trying to get Jamuna to be like it used to be. Of course, nowadays we see, just now we had, you already heard about the flood, so we were seeing Jamuna in her real form. But it says Suchi, she was very clean. So she used to flow there. So Uddhav, this is where, also where Uddhav was staying, and Vidura came and met him in this beautiful place called Madhuvan. So we see the little deity of Uddhava there. And Madhuvan is a very sweet place. Because we came to Vrindavan, we heard Vrindavan, Van means forest. We expected to see forest. But instead, our Vrindavan is looking more like your London. Except so far we don't have a shard yet. But if you go to Madhavan, there you'll see beautiful kadamba trees. Because kadamba, this is Srimati Radharani's appearance is coming. Kadamba flower is just the color of Radharani. And actually in Sanskrit, kadamba means group. Because kadamba is not one flower, it's a group of flowers in a little ball like this. And just the color of Srimati Radhika. And Krishna, he just loves garlands of kadamba flowers because it reminds him of Srimati Radharani. So actually, the kadamba tree represents Srimati Radharani. And you've seen the tamal tree in Krishna Balaram Mandir. That's always black and crooked. So that tamal tree, he represents Krishna. Because when gopis are running mad and ecstatic love, looking for Krishna with tears in their eyes, they can't see clearly. They just see something as crooked and black, and they embrace the tamal tree. Like that. So tamal tree is representative of Krishna. If by chance you see a tamal tree and a kandama tree growing together, that's like getting saksat darshan of Radha and Krishna. So here in this forest we see beautiful kadamba trees. Tamal trees are also there. Many tamal trees are there. And both male and female. There's two types of tamal, male and female. Both give flowers, but the female flower is a little bigger. And after the flower falls, little tiny beads comes and gradually grows and grows. In Kartik time, it's bright green. After Kartik, gradually turn bright orange. And only the monkeys, I've tried to taste them, but only a monkeys can like them. But that's how you, if you're going through the forest and you see a tamal tree with so many yellow fruits, orange fruits, that, you know, that's a female tamal tree. The one in our courtyard is male. We used to have one outside by the prasad hall that was female, but one year dried up. And there's big, big, tall, we call them papri trees. They grow very tall. And we'll see peacocks there. I can remember Vrindavan used to mean, we'd come back from traveling Sankirtan, put our head down on the mat, and we'd hear, Now we hear his toot toot, ah ah, toot toot. Only in the middle of lockdown, we were hearing very heavy lockdown, then we heard peacocks again. But there in Madhuvan, the peacocks are calling, meow, meow. The Brijvasis, they say, the peacock is calling, ke ka, ke ka, ke Radha, ka Krishna. The peacock is calling Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna. But our Rupa Goswami, he explains a deeper meaning. Because we know, or we may not know, but if we studied Chaitanya Charitamrita a little bit, we know K means, in Bengali means, who. So the question is, the Krishna, he's rasaras, he's an ocean of ras. Who is there who can, K, who is there who can possibly reciprocate with that great ocean of ras that is Rasara Sri Krishna? And the answer is coming, Ka. It is only she, Sri Radha, with her ocean of Mahabhav. She can reciprocate with that Rasara Sri Krishna. And we know when the Rasara and the Mahabhav join together, that is Sriman Mahaprabhu. I have a very dear friend named Achyuta. He's from a special place in America. He finished building Srila Prabhupada's samadhi. He told me all the peacocks are calling, New York! New York! So we hear the peacocks, then we hear the kokila singing. Actually, there's one song where we call what was made of names of Radha and Krishna. One of the names of Radharani is Kokila Veni. Her voice is just as sweet as the kokila. Maybe if you've been to Mayapur festival, you've heard them because Mayapur gets warmer. Briefly. They don't sing in the cold season. Even the peacocks don't sing in the cold season. But you might have heard them outside your window in Mayapur, yes? But you'll never see them. They hide in the bokul tree with heavy foliage. But if you finally see a kokila, you'll be disappointed. The Hindi poets, they say, this Bhagwan, he has no brain. He's made this peacock with so beautiful plumes, beautiful feathers. But his voice is just squawk. And this kokila has so sweet voice, and he's black as a crow. In fact, the female kokilas are very clever. They go in the crow's nest, they lay their eggs, their work is done. And then we hear, we have beautiful doves there. Hmm? And they sing, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham. I heard here in the manor, they just go, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Except in Gorpurnima time, then they change their tune. Sri Govardhan Dandabo, Sri Govardhan Dandabo. So we can go to Madhavan and see the place where we're reading about in Srimad Bhagavatam right now, and see, hear all these beautiful birds, and see all these beautiful trees, and see Braj like it is. Like there's a beautiful forest there at Dhruv Tila with the prikama that goes around, very beautiful prikama. So anyway, we're coming up to Radhastami. And I found a very interesting purport in the 10th canto, in the 5th chapter, 18th verse. And better when it's down. I want to see them and they want to see me. Tata Arabhyanandasya Vraja Sarva Samridhiman Harer Nivasatna Gunai Rama Kridam Ahunripa. O Maharaj Prikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the Goddess of Fortune. Now listen to what Srila Prabhupada says here. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.29, Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhava sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, now listen carefully, therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would also appear there very soon. So everybody thinks that Jamastami, I've been here one time, many years ago. That year they had, I think, 1,400 volunteers. I was just amazed. Even CNN came to see. So everybody thinks Jamastami is the big festival. But here Prabhupada says, that's just the trailer. Jamastami means, what did he say? That very soon, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Srimati Radharani, will appear. So Jamastami is just the announcement that Radhastami is coming soon. Srimati Radharani ki. So we'll try to say a few things about Srimati Radharani, although we're very fallen and unqualified. But Radharani is very merciful. Actually, in that Dhruva pastime, there's a purport, because Narad Muni tells Dhruva Maharaj, you go to Madhuvan. So in the purport, Prabhupada says that if one is not very advanced in devotional service, he should go to live at a place like Haridwar, Vrindavan, Mayapur. But if somebody is very advanced, like Narad Muni, he can go anywhere and preach Krishna consciousness. So because I'm not very advanced, if I can only make it in Vrindavan. So anyway, because Radharani is very merciful. Actually, our Raghunath Das Goswami, he has a line in one of his poems. He says, Karunaya vidravad deha. Karuna, we know, means compassion. So karunaya, when we make it like that, that means because of compassion. Karunaya vidravad. Vidravad means to become melted. And deha, we know deha, right? Just like there's one nice verse in Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Dehe nosmin yata dehe komaram jovanam jara. So deha means body. So karunaya vidravad deha. Ordinary living beings, their heart melts with compassion. But Srimati Radharani, her whole body melts with compassion. And Prabhupada has taken that liquid melted compassion of Srimati Radharani, put it in all his books, and the devotees are compassionately going and sprinkling Radharani's a liquid compassion on all the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. So anyway, in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, there's a nice chapter, or part of a chapter. Where it describes the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani has 25 transcendental qualities with which she can control even Krishna. Her transcendental qualities are as follows. 1. She is sweetness personified. 2. She is a fresh young girl. Just like we sing Gokula Tarani. Tarani means young girl. So she's always a fresh young girl. Her eyes are always moving. Actually, there's one bird in Braj called Kanjan. And they're very, very deep blue color, but very iridescent also, shining. Because sometimes we see Krishna is very dark, sometimes we see some artist makes him very light. Because he's mysterious. He's dark, but he's bright. So how will you capture that color? Artists can't do it. But this Kanjana, he's very deep blue color and very sometimes and iridescent. He's very tiny like a hummingbird. In fact, he almost flies like a hummingbird. And there's these little yellow flowers in Brindakun that they love too much. This is the yellow oleander. So these little Kanjan birds, they come and they fly around these, but they have big long beak, they stick it inside, then they go to the next, and then they go to the next. And you'll see them going like this. So Radharani's eyes, we've heard that they're blue. Sometimes artists, they make her just like she's German or Swedish or something. But actually, she's always seeing Krishna wherever she is. Her eyes are just the color of Krishna. Therefore, her another name is Kanjanaksha. And here it says they're always moving. So Radharani's eyes, always she's looking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? In fact, Kalidas, he has a very nice poem. And he says that Nandanandan, he's walking through the streets of Gokul with the cows. And everybody in Braj is seeing him with their two eyes. And this is a lament of Radharani. It says, but myself, I have to keep one eye on my superiors. The other half of the second eye, I have to keep on my nindikarniwalon, those people who will criticize, ninda. So with only one half of one eye, I can steal kataksh, little glance at Krishna. With one quarter, I'm only making quarter of an aparad by looking at Krishna. But I'm getting five times danda, five times punishment. Cupid, Madan, he's shooting his arrows, sound, touch, smell, taste, and what did I miss? Hearing, yes. Anyway, five arrows. So just by a little tiny glance, Krishna Radharani can look. Her eyes always moving. She is always brightly smiling. It's like, if you go to Vrindavan, you'll see her, Radharani. She's always has such a beautiful smile. 5, she possesses all auspicious marks on her body. 6, she can agitate Krishna by the aroma of her person. 7, she is expert in the art of singing. We just heard Kokila Veni, her voice is just like a Kokila. 8, she speaks very nicely and sweetly. 9, she is expert in presenting feminine attractions. 10, she is modest and gentle. 11, she is always very merciful. We just described. 12, she is transcendentally cunning. Raghunath Das says, Shamam Swabhistam Sadikam. She's Shamam. She's very shy, simple, but Swabhistam Sadikam. She knows how to get her desire. So she's always transcendentally cunning. 13, she knows how to dress nicely. Just like we sing in that Damodar, Damodar Rati Vardhana. Oh, that's Radharani's prayer. She dresses in such a way to increase the bhava of Damodar, the Rati of Damodar. 14, she is always shy. 15, she is always very respectful. 16, she is always patient. 17, she is very grave. 18, she is enjoyed by Krishna. 19, she is always situated on the highest devotional platform. We know that there's no one who worships Srimati, worships Krishna more than Radharani. Therefore, she's got the name Radhi from Aradhana. Aradhana means to worship. So she's situated in the highest devotional platform. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokul. 21, she can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. So even fallen ones like us. 22, she is always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. 23, she is always obliged by the dealings of her associates. Just like we were remembering the other day, actually the first time I met Prabhupada, I joined in Boulder, Colorado, in America. And then in January of 1970, they sent me to Los Angeles to get initiated. Prabhupada was there. Actually, I joined on Jamasthami Day, so Jamasthami is my spiritual birthday. So we came to L.A. That time it was the old La Cienega Temple, not where we're at. Now we're in Watsika. And that temple didn't have any place for Prabhupada to stay, so he stayed nearby, and he would come in the morning for darshan arti, give the class. And after class, he would always do kirtan. We don't do that anymore. But after class, he'd always have 5 or 6 minutes of Hare Krishna kirtan. And then he'd go back to his apartment. So we arrived in the afternoon. So that meant that was Saturday afternoon. We were going to see Prabhupada till the next day. But Saturday night means, those days, we went to Hollywood Boulevard to chant. You've all heard of Hollywood, huh? So, and in America, if chanting on the streets is your religion, the police can't stop you. But if you block traffic, then they'll get you on that one. So there was a place where there was a restaurant called Diamond Jim's. And we won't discuss what they were serving there, but anyway. the entrance was set back from the face of the building. So there's a big triangle, and we push people into that triangle. We'd stand on the edge of the sidewalk and chant. And so the path was free. The police were happy. We were happy. Only Diamond Jim's was very unhappy. So, and we had a wonderful devotee leading us, Vishnu Jan Maharaj. Prabhupada said he'll chant his way back to Golok. So we would all have our backs to the street, and he would be standing, Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Vinitai Dior. So he would stand at the end of the line, and he danced on his toes. He never put his heels down. Whole time, 5 hours, he would chant up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Those days, there was no such thing as Mangalarti. When I joined, we had no such thing as Mangalarti. Maybe for the pujaris, but for us, no. So we'd stay very late. So he was looking. So he can see the sidewalk. He can see the street. All of a sudden, Vishnu John's eyes got very big. And he went, Prabhupada. And he hit the sidewalk. And we didn't see anything in front of us that would make him do that. We turned around, and there was, now you know how old I am, Prabhupada was in a Ford Admiral. You've probably never heard of a Ford. You don't even remember Ford Admirals. But it was a mid-size Ford car. And Prabhupada had his hand in his bead bag, and Prabhupada was making pranams to us. And you want to know about us. We were the type of people that crashed Yamaraj's hard drive, trying to keep track of our simple activity. But Prabhupada was so obliged that we had gone to this horrible place, Hollywood Boulevard, to spread the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was making pranams to us. We wanted to peel up the sidewalk and crawl underneath. We were so embarrassed, so we just hit the street. But that was Prabhupada, just like, because he's the most dear devotee of Srimati Radharani. He has this quality, being so obliged. So where were we? Always obliged by the dealings of associates. 24, she is the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends. 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control. Now we've all read Krishna, he's, you know, just like Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna, supreme controller is Krishna. But here we're learning that even Krishna is controlled by Srimati Radharani, because Krishna is controlled by love. Our Srimati Radharani is so wonderful that even she controls Krishna. And her appearance place we'll hear about tomorrow. That's in a place, beautiful place near Gokul called Ravel. And in the old days, we used to go there for Radhastami. And it was they would do their Abhishek about 6 or 7 in the afternoon. In the morning. And there would only be like 3 buses. There was just a dirt road. There was no paved road to get there. And you know, 5 or 6 cars would be there. And everyone would sit down peacefully. And they would chant all these beautiful Brijbasi songs and do the Abhishek. And it was very sweet. I went to Barsana one time, long time ago. Now it's too crowded. Because big festival. Although Ravel is the burning place, the living place of Radharani is Barsana. And one time, it was just the day before Radhastami, and I come back from traveling Sankirtan. And I was looking for someone to go to Barsana, because I knew if you don't get there the night before, there's no way you'll see anything. You'll miss Abhishek, everything. Because they'll lock it becomes so crowded, they just lock the gates. And everybody said, no, we'll go tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late. I gave up. Then I met one, ran into my dear old friend from Singapore. What is his name? Anyway, I can't remember his name just now. And he was also, he had rented an auto rickshaw to go there to Barsana, and he was looking for someone to go with him. I said, all right, let's go. And we saw how to celebrate Radhastami. We went there. First of all, it was the evening artik. There was a beautiful pool bungalow. It means flower palace. They make these incredible flower palaces. Maybe you've been to Vrindavan and seen. And the whole courtyard was filled with people. And they were dancing after the Artik. They just were dancing and chanting their hearts out. Whole night. Huh? And in each corner there was, you know, a kirtan party. And one in the middle. And sometimes, you know, one of them would get big and everybody would gravitate toward that one. Then sometimes this one would get big, sometimes the middle one. It would go like that, five different kirtan parties going on. And they would dance and chant their hearts out. Hmm? This is how to celebrate Radhasthami, whole night. Hmm? We were both tired because I just come back from traveling sand. So we went up the roof and found some place to lie down and go to sleep and just listen to the kirtan. And in the back courtyard, now they have a back courtyard. Back courtyard, there would all these guys from Rajasthan. They would dress in these flowing silk satin saris and everything. And you would look and you say, is that a girl or is that a guy? And you can't tell. Huh? And they would have so much cloth in their skirts. They would spin around and twirl like this. And their skirts would just be going like this. And they'd stop. And the skirt was so heavy, it would just keep going. Then they go like that and unwind. And they twirl the other way. And their skirt's going like this. So there's like five of these parties in the back courtyard, five kirtans going on. So and they do their abhishek right at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So we came down and the place was packed. And they'd already locked the door. But midnight they'd locked the door. Nobody could get in from outside. So we came down and we were right on the edge. And first of all the Brahmins from Nandagam came and sat, not Nandagam, from Barsana sat facing each other. And they had this book with big Hindi letters like this big. And they're singing all these ancient Janmashtami songs back and forth. And the upside darshan mandap is closed off. There's a curtain there. Because they bring Radharani outside for the abhishek. All of a sudden that curtain began to rustle. And everybody jumped up. Hmm? And all the Brahmins jumped up. Everybody jumped up. Huh? And the curtains rustled some more. And they pulled open the curtains. And everybody just pushed forward. And we were right on the edge of the temple. But we were pushed right to the center of the temple. And they began doing abhishek. And I realized I was going 20 feet over here, 15 feet back this way, 5 feet this way, but my feet were never touching the ground. But I had been in India for long enough to know that's just the way it is. Poor Sainan, that was his name, Sainan. Sainan, he was like 70-year-old like me now. You know, he was having a heart attack. Then he saw me laughing. They said, oh, that's just the way it is. And the whole time, the crowd just kept us right in front of Radharani. And we watched the abhishek like that. Then after abhishek was over, they opened the doors and everybody came. So, and it took hours to get a rickshaw back to the temple. So we haven't been since then. But one time, or a couple of times we've been actually. That's how to celebrate Radhasmi, chanting all day and all night for the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Hmm. So we're very fortunate to be here at the very wonderful lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda to celebrate. I guess this is the 50th Radhastami celebration and at their lotus feet. So, and tomorrow we'll hear all about the pastime of Radharani's appearance. Yeah, there's also a program tonight in the Gurukul. And if you can't wait, we have a book called Braj Leela Part 2. We just revised and expanded it. So it's mainly made with transcriptions of lectures that I gave. So it's not formal writing, but the way I talk, that's the way the book is. So afterwards, we can go outside. If anybody wants to get a copy, I'm here to sign it also. We're just asking a small donation of £12. So it's about 250 pages and 8 colored pictures. And if anybody wants a copy, they can get a copy. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any questions? This is Brajlila part two, so. Everybody fell asleep in my class, well, no question. So if there's no questions, we can bow down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's given us this beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Kulananda for us to celebrate Radhastami for the 50th time. Srila Prabhupada ki.